Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch bitch.
Batch.
Babada 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 batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Bitch.
Batch
bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch. Batch
bitch.
Batch bitch. Batch
bitch.
Batch
bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch. Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to Batch Bitch, the show where we bitch about The Bachelor. And we're back.
Woo!
Danielle, we're back. What a happy day.
Yes, it is a happy day.
I feel good. How are you going, Danielle?
I'm still sick. I thought I was a lot better, and I am a lot better, but last night I couldn't sleep at all because I coughed the whole night and I wanted to kill myself. apart from that, I'm good.
Yay!
And how are you?
If I'm honest, I'm eating toast, which I shouldn't be doing on a podcast.
No, you shouldn't. That's very unprofessional of you.
Mm. I think again, they'll like to hear it.
They probably will, the sickos. Again, we're recording long distance because I'm sick. So sorry about that. And sorry if at some point I do get fatigued and stop contributing very much. But hopefully that won't happen because there's so much to talk about.
Oh my goodness, isn't there? So we're back at Bachelor in Paradise. Now, for those who aren't aware of the format, this is where they throw in a bunch of Bachelor rejects or, you know, just people from The Bachelor and Bachelorette who are still single. And they put them on an island, Fiji, and then they take it in turns. The women get to give out roses to their men, and then the men get to give out roses to the women, and they just keep throwing more people in.
And the joy.
What a good format it is. Okay, so let's go through the people who are arriving on the first day. First, we have Shannon from Nick's season. Shaz, remember
yes.
Shazza? Bit
yes,
of a
I remember her.
Bogan.
She was little bogan, very happy all the time. She writes poetry too. I've read some of her poetry in my spare time for fun.
Oh, how is it?
It rhymes.
Like all dumb poetry, it rhymes.
Do you want me to find one?
I would love that.
Okay, this is the caption for the poem. So, fun fact, I have been writing poetry since I was 12. Writing is my outlet and saviour through the toughest of times. My imagination is the most magical place, and I'm excited to be able to share some of it with you guys. Expect some published work soon. This one I wrote in the Batchy Mansion. So this one, this is live from the Batchy Mansion, this poem.
Hit me.
The wind blew with whisper as the birds sing to the light. A beautiful beginning that soon be shade by night. Above all the darkness glows a pool of clustered bright. As we discovered all that's darkened can be lit if all unite.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think that was about the cat drama. If all us women just worked together, we wouldn't bitch and fight and stuff. We could all unite in the darkness.
I like Shannon. Why are you doing this?
Because I think her poems are so funny.
Fucking hate poetry. The other thing is I cannot tell good poetry from bad poetry. It all sounds the same to me and it all sounds awful, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'm part of a bad poetry Facebook group. I don't know if I've said this on the pod before, but...
Oh my god, I've got some stuff to contribute to that.
It's all bad to me. And they're all like, actually, this one's pretty good. And I'm like, I don't know. You just throw words together and then it doesn't have to make sense and people just get to draw their own meaning. I mean, that's crazy. There should be more rules. Okay, next.
That's Naomi's feelings on poetry. Bill.
Bill from Ally's season. He says, Bill, I'm the best known. Yeah. What does he say he's best known for? Charlie. He says he's best known for copying it from Charlie. If you'll remember, Charlie was after Bill in Ally's season the entire time.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about Charlie. I remembered him for being a transphobe and for introducing Ally to the girl he dated from the dog park.
Yeah, no one really seems to bring up the trans baiting of him being like, oh, I didn't used to be Bill, I used to be David. No one cares. Yeah, then the producers were like, what about you introduce Ally to your ex? And he's like, oh, nah. Anyway, he says they never dated, but they clearly
she said they had, and I believed her that they had.
Well, I just think he's like, I had no intention of ever ending up with her. I was just fooling around with her. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Which is just like,
we were just mates.
Shannon sees Bill and she says, he goes to the same dog park I eat my lunch in. What is with these dog parks? Is this the same dog park?
I think
is
it's
this
just
where
like
he
an,
meets everyone.
I think it's like a. Is it like an inner city dog park? Is it just like an inner city park that's like sort of maybe like the park at Spring Street at the top of Melbourne, where it's just like yeah, everybody's always in there.
I reckon I have to try find it.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Tarzo and see who he's hitting on that day. Okay, third person in. Is did I say what Shannon said about Nick? She said in third person, Shannon dodged a Nick Cummins bullet, and thus begins the continuous roasting of Nick Cummins on this season,
okay.
Which is great. Third up, we have Brooke.
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful Brooke from Nick's season. We've been hearing in the promos that she's got some secret about Nick that she's been keeping for him, but she's sick of keeping it for him. Anyway, and then they flag that she is interested in Megan or Alex, who are both women. I suppose she got over her little, I used to date women, but now I know I need a man to fulfill my needs.
We'll see.
Yeah. And she also says, if I saw Nick in paradise, I'd leave. I do not think Nick Cummins would ever do this again.
No, I don't think he'd dare to go into paradise.
And then some, like, sort of house music sounds, like, wop, 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 wop. And I'm like, here he comes. Of course, it's Patty time. I tweeted this, that after watching Mike on Married at First Sight, Patty feels like a feminist icon.
Does he?
Because I'm like, well, yeah, sure. He treats the women like objects, but he likes the objects. That's more than we can say for some.
That is
just
true.
Just be happy with what we get, I think.
You know what I'd love to see?
What?
No, I wouldn't. I would like to see Kat take down Mike. Because I think she'd be able to do it.
She's exactly that kind of feminist who would like get off on yelling at a man about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on her. Patty's here. He's ready to fuck around. He's wearing matching top and bottoms that look like pajamas. I think that's what Brooke says or something. Next up, we have Cass. Beautiful Cass.
Sweet Cass.
Sweet, sweet Cass with a sweet, sweet ass. Something I've noticed is she wears a lot of high-riding
sheer pants.
Bathers that are basically G-strings. I'm all for it. But sweet Cass, she's ready to move. She's moved on from Nick. I think I'm happy. People seem to like her now. People don't think she's crazy. So I like that. I think she's good. Then we have Jimmy, who you probably don't know, Danielle. You don't know Jimmy. Jimmy is from Sophie Monk's season.
At this point, I thought Jimmy was a lovely man. And I very much liked him at this point. And maybe... I think
yes.
In the next episode, maybe I liked him as well.
At this point, yes. At this point, yes, he's very likable. I was like, oh, sweet Jimmy. Sweet, beautiful Jimmy. We love Jimmy. But...
Yeah.
What's that thing? All things must end?
Yes. All good things come to an end.
Yes. And then we have Kat from next season. Obviously, the love of my life. Absolute bitch. Kat is back. Interesting quote from her. She says, Shannon was quite abusive to me in multiple situations.
And then we see all the flashbacks of Kat being horrific.
Yeah. Kat, you can't just... This is one thing I hate about people's, like, awakenings to, you know, how you should and shouldn't treat people. A lot of people just throw the word abusive around. You can't just do that.
No.
If you're the one who was just being a dick and then she was just upset about it.
That's a classic Mike trait.
Yeah, that's who I was trying to think of who else did that. It was Mike. Yeah, emotional abuse. Oh, God. No, we're not talking about him anymore. And then, oh, my goodness, saving Grace. Finally, she is back. We have Brittany. We have Party Brittany from next season. You might remember her doing her little conga line for one because no one wanted to join in because there was no music playing. But she was like, it doesn't matter. Come on.
Love that.
She is so funny. And I love that they always, like, her little talking heads, they always just leave it. They always just let her speak and just let her keep going. And, like, if I was her friend, that's all I would do as well. I would just sit there in silence and I would just let her just keep talking because she's so funny. And then she, like, cackles after every sentence and then she just keeps adding. She goes, I'm not picky. I'll take any option. But seriously, Bill is hot.
I do love her.
Every single thing she says, every single talking head they have from her is, like, yeah, it's like five sentences in a row that just add to, that they just keep adding to. And what a beautiful ray of light she is.
She is so happy all the time.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it could be a facade. But she seems genuinely quite chipper.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems lovely. She's very nice as well. She's a great trait. She doesn't seem like she's really competitive with anyone or...
No. I also think that she knows that she's like a very specific taste as well. Because she doesn't seem to like care about being involved with like hitting on all the dudes and like trying to be anything. She's just like, ah!
Yeah.
If you like me, you like me. If you don't, well, that sorry about that, but sorry, I'm scared of birds. Sorry, my favourite fact about Brittany is we find out that Brittany is terrified of birds, and the reason why is because as a child, she stuck her head into a bird enclosure and all the birds attacked her.
When she said that, I laughed for about maybe 10 minutes straight. And I was missing stuff because I was like, I'm sorry. Are we just going to move on from this?
She needs to have her own show.
It's just got all these shots of her talking to Patty, who's like, this girl is too much. Which is like,
calm
when
down,
Patty thinks that, something's wrong. But she's just every like 10 seconds talking to him, she's just like ducking her head and going, wah! Because she's seen another bird. And she stuck her head in a bird cage. What did you think was going to happen?
It's so funny.
Oh, I love her so much. Oh, the joy is back in our lives.
I'm so happy she's back.
All right. And we have some more men. We have Nathan from Ali season. You might remember he was a bit of a younger party boy. And he brought up those rumors about Ali from Grant, that he'd cheated on her, and like in the specific gory details of that, he brought that up, and then she was like, why the fuck are you talking about that?
Damn it, I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, you're starting to like Nathan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look, I don't think he's that bad. I can understand bringing that up and being like, God, did you hear about this? But also, if you like someone that much, you wouldn't do that. But also, they just met her.
Yeah, that's true.
So obviously they weren't all in love with her, but yeah, I guess it is still kind of a dick move to do.
All right, let's give him a little free pass though so we can like him for a bit until he does something inevitably we hate.
Okay. Nathan has a free pass as of yet. And then we have a guy from The American Bachelor. His name's Alex. He has a lot of muscles.
The most muscles I've ever seen, to the point where I looked at it and I went like, that's too many muscles. It's like muscles on muscles, and it I don't like it. It's like somebody's made a sand sculpture, and because the sand is all the same color, you really have to put the dents in really deep so that you can see the definition of it. And I feel like that's how they've made his body.
Yes. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. Everyone else thinks he's really hot. So I'm like, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for them. Good work, everyone.
And there's Rachel.
Rachel, who you can already see the beginning of her. She's getting the crazy edit.
Yeah, she got them in the eyes.
Episode. She slaps Osha because he has a mosquito on his face. And Osha does not even flinch. He's just standing there. Rachel just slaps the mosquito into his face. And he's just, like, made of stone. I don't know. But I guess someone was like, Osha is a professional because he's not getting out of his focus point because the camera is on him and he knows he can't fuck it up, so he just stays.
That is good. Good work, Osha.
Yeah.
Then we got Alicia.
Alicia, yes. Oh, wait, I just want to flag that Brittany also said that she walks 16 kilometres a day. And someone said, where? And she said, around the house.
Yeah.
And she's also very self-aware. She's like, yeah, every time I say something, Patty goes, boo. Oh, she's so funny. Yes, Alicia is back.
Yes.
She was the narrator from last season. She was Kat and Romy's third little friend.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for her own storyline, which has already begun. She's already sort of coming into her own. She starts off by saying she's really keen on Patty, which made my eyes roll back into my head because she's, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the girl has a law degree. There's no excuse for her to be. She should know better than this.
I think that she thought Patty would be the easiest.
Yeah, maybe she cottoned on quickly that that the boys would be doing the first rose ceremony.
Yeah.
And no one else would be interested in him.
Which she is mistaken.
Yes, some fucking hell. We get to Brooke's confession. Brooke's confession about Nick turns out to be that on their last date, so when there were three girls left, he, when the cameras weren't rolling, he put his hand over his microphone and told her that he wasn't going to pick anyone. Which is, I mean, nice of him to warn her, but I guess he could have warned all three of them.
Yeah.
Not taking them all the way to New Caledonia. But then again, they got a free trip to New Caledonia.
It just shows that I feel like he only liked Brooke. I think he liked Brooke, but I feel like he was still so rude to the others. Maybe he thought that they were there for the wrong reasons or something, which is so annoying because then he's completely there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And also, sure, it's a free trip to New Caledonia, but they're not like, I don't think they're going to enjoy the trip. Like, it's long days of shooting and
it's true. Yeah. And just stress because you're like, am I gonna get a boyfriend or am I gonna get dumped? Anyway, they all decide. Cass clearly doesn't want to talk about it. She's like, whatever, it's in the past. Let's just, I don't want to. And Kat goes, I know you guys like him, but I do not. She made that clear. Anyway, they say cheers to never speaking of Nick Cummins again, which they mostly don't. There's this really funny video of Brooke talking to the American Alex, who obviously probably wouldn't know anything about the honey badger. Yeah. And they're talking about spirit animals. And Brooke is trying to guess his spirit animal, and she's like, lion, no, bear, no. And he's like, no, it's badger. And then you just see Brooke's face. She just goes, whoa. Very good. more Britney. This is just another like run-on sentence that they let her do. I'm going to try and imitate her. She goes, I'm going to teach every guy on here how to date a crazy chick. Yes, please, I'll have a Valium. No, I won't. Doctor didn't prescribe them. Today.
I love her.
Oh, she's so good. All right, Shannon gets the first date. Everyone thinks she's going to take Jimmy because they've been chatting a bit. But Shannon says she's going to follow her gut and takes Patty.
I do not understand. Also, I mean, I just don't understand. At this point, Jimmy has seemed like a very sweet, lovely man. And the only one who doesn't have, like, bolt-on abs, which for me is, like, a plus.
Well, clearly for Shannon, it's a negative because she said she's got to go with her gut, which to me is her saying she's got to go with her clit.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently people thought that Jimmy was coming on a bit too strong. I wasn't paying full attention when Jimmy was chatting to Shannon because, like, I mean, come on.
You can't pay attention to everything. He did apparently, when she did the two interviews before they went on, before she picked their date, because before he did the, like, before she did the interviews, he just seemed like a cool, nice guy, and that's why she took him on a little interview. And then on the interview, he was like, if I know that if it was me who got to pick on the date, I would pick you straight away because I am feeling, like, really connected with you. Yeah, I would pick you 100%. I wouldn't pick anybody else. I'd just take you. I'm focused on you. I think that was a bit, it came across as a bit full on. And you could see she was getting a bit uncomfortable and it continued, which then shows he has no self-awareness.
Right. They haven't even been there one day.
Yeah.
Chill out. Anyway, Shannon and Patty go watch this. They sit down and there's this Fijian choir and Patty's look on his face is like he's never seen people sing before.
Yeah, he is absolutely in awe.
In awe of the experience Shannon must be having, I think, because he says, to be in a beautiful place with a choir and a great-looking lad, she'd be buzzing. Why don't you just talk about how happy you are, you freak? I don't know. And then just a bit of silence during the date, and Shannon just goes, been hit by two buses. And Patty goes, what?
What?
You? She's like, yep.
I was at school.
Like, did you just think of that? And she's like, yeah. He's like, oh, and you just, without context, you just, she's like, yep. Yeah. Imagine just to fill the silence, you just tell someone you've been hit by two buses.
And also, it's her fault that she got hit by the buses.
Was she not paying attention crossing the road?
No, she said she was at school, so both places she got hit by buses at the same place, and she had her headphones in. And she's just walking across the road. Two buses.
That's so funny.
I've had a friend who was hit by one bus, and that one bus was enough buses. You shouldn't need two buses to hit you.
Yes, you would think one would be the limit. They end up kissing on this date, but Shannon doesn't really like it that much. And I think Patty can see that, and therefore he's off Shannon. Anyway, we get... Nathan and Patty are having a chat about how Bill has apparently, this is according to Charlie, who isn't here, who I'm terrified is going to show up here. He for sure will.
He'll break his way in.
Yeah. Bill has apparently been trying to create an alliance with girls by messaging them on Instagram. For example, Megan Marks, which I thought, so Megan Marks is from last Bachelor in Paradise. I thought she was still with Jake, who she ended up with at the end of that. But, I mean, it was clear that they weren't soulmates. She was just like, I'm just going to keep going because he's a nice guy and you never know. It's like, oh, yeah. We know. It's not going to get any better than this for you. Anyway, so maybe they did break up. I'm not sure. They still have ads on HelloFresh on Facebook with them both in it, but whatever. Anyway, Patty and Nathan, this is so funny. They walk up to Bill, who's sitting on a swing with, I think, Rachel. They seem to be getting along. And they're like, hey, come have a chat. And Bill's like, what? And they're like, come have a chat. And he's like, nah, I don't want to. And then they go, come have a chat. This made me lose my mind. I don't know.
Come on.
can we have a chat? So he eventually goes to have a chat with them, and then they just start having a go at him, and he's like, how is Charlie still ruining my life? He's not even here. And he's like, I didn't do this. I messaged one girl, like, just to have a, like, just literally to have a conversation with her. I wasn't trying to create an alliance. And they're like, nah, we know it, man. We know what you did. We know from Charlie. And then Bill calls Patty a moron. It's very childish, the whole thing. And then Bill goes, shut up. And Patty goes, nah, man, you shut up, like, dead set. See, this is the kind of brainless arguments that I love. This is just, it doesn't matter.
I just don't understand because I haven't been around any arguments like this, I don't think, since high school.
And then you've got Alicia. Like, they're all watching and they're all just, like, laughing in the background. Alicia goes, you cannot take this fight seriously. They're wearing the same shorts. They look like bananas in pajamas because they've got the same little white and blue striped shorts on. And Patty says, I think I'm the most trustworthy person in this joint. Patty, what? A lot of people would disagree.
I think he's probably one of the most distrustful.
Yeah, I would never trust him with anything.
No.
I wouldn't even trust him if I was, like, baking something and I needed him to get it out of the oven in a certain time.
That's a different type of trustworthy that I'm thinking.
Yeah, but that's, you know... You trust someone with that before you trust them with your heart.
See, no, because, like, I trust Jono with my heart, but I don't trust him to do things that require some sort of, like, finesse.
Danielle, you know? Taking a cake out of an oven when you hear a ding does not require finesse.
Sometimes if you're a bit clumsy, you could drop the cake, and I would worry about that.
You cannot use the word finesse for taking a cake out of the oven.
All right, well.
Okay. They don't really say intruder in this show, but we have our next person coming in because people just drop in left, right, and center. We have Richie, who, bit of a twist here because he is from his own season. He was Bachelor for season 4, I believe. What does he say? He says, I'm best known for taking Australia's most hated man title away from Blake Garvey and holding on to it for 1.5-2 years, and then, thank God, handballing it to Nick Cummins. Now, he didn't really deserve his Australia's most hated prize, whereas Blake Garvey and Nick Cummins, I think, did. All Richie did was not pick the one that everyone wanted him to pick, and he picked Alex instead, who got, like, the... Alex got the Cass edit.
Yeah, okay.
But in a more successful, seductive sense. People thought she was just, like, using fuck-me eyes to, like, hypnotize Richie, but she was just horny for him. And maybe it's because I knew who Alex was before... that season. I always liked her, so that, like, the editing didn't sway me because I knew she was a nice person. But anyway, everyone hated him for not choosing runner-up Nikki Gogan.
And now he deserves the Australia's Most Hated Man title again.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. So he says he found out that Alex was with someone else on social media. So because Alex got a girlfriend... and I guess that's how he found out about that. But it seems like it was, he just says that there are gory details, but we'll get to that in a bit because if you have seen the promos, then you know that they're bragging about the longest unedited, scene in reality TV history. What they mean by this is Australian reality TV history because this has nothing on the like 30 something minute scene, from the American Bachelor where he goes to the winner. After they've been, like, living together for a month and on their honeymoon and stuff, or honeymoon phase, whatever, to tell her that he actually is going to go back to the runner-up.
Oh, my God. And
it is amazing. So I highly recommend going to watch that. Danielle, have you seen that?
I think I've seen snippets of it.
Oh, it's so good. Snippets. Because he just wants – he so badly he wants her to say – you know what, it's okay, follow your heart. But she doesn't say that. She's like, what the fuck? Why would you do this to me? This is fucked. Like, get out of my house. But he won't leave because he's waiting for her to say that what? It's okay. But she won't give him any, like, she won't
well,
tell him
okay.
It's okay. Yeah, and like, she doesn't have to tell him it's okay, but he just wouldn't leave her house. He kept being like, okay, I'll leave. And then he'd, like, go to step out the door and then he'd come back and he's like, I just can't leave like this.
What the fuck?
And she's like, leave me alone. Why did you bring cameras to break up with me? It's full on. Anyway, this coming scene is only like 9 minutes long. But it's still a lot, actually. Anyway,
I think it's telling how he says the word gory details.
Yes. And they both say Australia isn't ready. And I was like, oh, come on.
I think we're so ready.
But now seeing it, I'm like, maybe Australia wasn't ready. Anyway, okay. So that's the end of episode one. Episode two, we find everybody meeting Richie, who seems to be the belle of the ball somehow. I don't know, because he's a freaking dweeb, and he just says cool bananas all the time. He's like, up until the Honey Badger, he was the most bogan bachelor ever, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but he just had nothing to contribute.
Richie says, I hate Richie says the word random so much.
Oh, does he?
As well, he says random heaps.
He also has a terrible laugh that just echoes in your mind. God, I hate it. Anyway, so Kat, the first person that she sees that she likes is Richie. Rachel is like, oh my God, that's my bachelor. He's the one that got away. I mean, he's the one who left you, if that's what you mean.
He dumped you.
Cass likes him too. He's got three women as soon as he comes in. But I feel like Rachel seems a little territorial. She's like, okay, but he's my ex-boyfriend. And it's like, well, ex-boyfriend, would we use those words?
Also, I mean, for this one, I find it interesting that Richie doesn't look dissimilar to Nick Cummings. And
oh, yeah, I had
I
no...
I feel like Cass
it
has
was not
a
surprise. Yeah, I was like, this is exactly Cass's, like, we can't be disappointed in her because we know what her type is.
Yeah.
And it's like red-headed men with an ochre accent.
Yeah.
So, and then we get another queen graces us with her presence, Vanessa Sunshine.
Love her.
She goes, obviously I got a shit bachelor. He was a prize I didn't want. Yep, everyone knew that. And they're like, well, you never know who you could meet in here. But what you are going to do is sniff a bunch of these shirts, men's shirts, and then she's going to pick out the one with the best pheromones and then going to meet them for a date. So she picks out a shirt. And then Osha goes, you never know, it could be love at first sight. And she says, I don't believe in that shit. Because she's a realist. Anyway, she goes to the beach and it's Nathan.
And Nathan's upset. Because this could be time he could be spending with Rachel, who has seemingly not looked at him in the eyes since he's been there.
No, she doesn't seem interested in him at all because he seems a bit young and like a party boy and she just has no interest. But Nathan says, when I first saw Vanessa, I thought it's going to be a bit of a shit fight. And then you hear Vanessa go, you've got to be kidding me. So, no surprises there. They do not really get along. Nathan gives Vanessa a massage. That's the date.
He pours so much oil on her and then rubs his chest on her back. And she's
She says, I can feel his chest stubble rubbing against me. And then he says, how was that out of 10? She says, 2.5. who's Britt even talking to? I've just got written down. Maybe it's Richie. Just so you know, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Oh, fuck. I love her. Anyway, Kat pulls Richie away. Richie has seen the Nick Cummins season, it seems, and does not really like Kat's vibe. Kat does not seem to know this because she's like, oh, we're getting along so great. Kat's like, what's your deal breaker? And Richie's like, I had a friend who was really venomous and could be quite mean in a group setting and I didn't like that. And Kat's like, yeah, I get that.
I hate that too.
Does not see what he's doing. Does not see it. And then while they're chatting, we get our next person up, and it is Alex, his ex-girlfriend, yep. the winner of his season. We see her talking about that she wants to, that she's interested in Brooke, if Brooke is there.
Yep.
And we've heard Brooke say that she's interested in Alex too, so that's something. But I do know that once they were going to catch up for a drink, but Brooke stood her up. But she says she didn't stand her up. It was just that she was too tired to go or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just interesting. And then she's like, oh, I hope Richie isn't here. We had a really bad breakup. And then, she walks in and then she's like, oh, there's Mike's boyfriend.
There he is.
He's got a great rig, spewing. This is why I like Alex. And Jimmy appears to be keen on her. Sweet, sweet Jimmy.
Yeah.
and then, yeah, Richie's sitting there with Kat. And Elvis is like, fuck. And Kat's just sort of like, I don't know, trying to make a good situation out of it. It's not working. Just give up.
Just walk away, Kat.
We see Alex is like, I've got to talk to Richie. So she's like double fisting drinks. Jimmy gives her one of his drinks, so she like sculls the first one. she's like, let's get it over and done with. And then we have the scene between Richie and Alex. Now, watching this the first time, you sort of catch on to what they're talking about because they keep alluding to something. And you catch on sort of later on, and then you're like, oh shit, this is real.
Yeah.
So then I watched it again, knowing what they were talking about the whole time. Yeah. And Richie does not. Fuck Richie.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
To be honest, the first thing that happens is Alex goes, I'm glad that I met you. And Richie just stares back at her. Instead of saying, I'm glad that I met you too, he's a petty little bitch. And he just like does this shit-eating grin back at her. And then she's like, okay. And he's like, okay. So it's like, way to start it off real awkward, mate.
Yeah. He's one of those people who can't be wrong.
Yep, absolutely. Sorry, my microphone.
Sorry. One second.
It's just okay. So what we think the conversation is about, and it is pretty obvious, is an abortion. Which is fucking full on. I did not expect it to be about that at all.
No.
So
I thought it was going to be him sort of ghosting her and then her not being able to get back in touch with him and then her just deciding to move on. That's what I thought it was going to be.
They seem to be fighting over who ghosted who, like it's a good thing. Because she's like the last time we talked is when I like stopped responding to your messages. You asked me how I was and I didn't respond, and he's like, no, actually it was the other way around because I needed to get you out of my life because of the negativity or something like that. And then Alex is like, okay, that's not how I remember it, but all right. Anyway, she starts talking about when I needed you the most, you know what I'm talking about, you weren't there. And he's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You changed that date like 4 times. You kept changing the goalpost. And she's like, that was out of my control. And
I'm sorry, but you're also allowed to change the date of your abortion if you want to.
Obviously, Richie is living in Perth at this point. Keep in mind, Alex has a real-life son. And so her life is automatically more difficult than yours, or more like she has more responsibilities.
Yeah.
But also someone tweeted that when you're getting an abortion, it's really hard to they just change the date on you. She's not doing it herself, probably. I mean, you know, who knows? We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she did. But yeah, they can change the date on you. And he says, she's like, that was out of my control. And he's like, how can I make dates? You kept changing dates, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you had 48 hours. And he's like, 48 hours? No, I didn't. And she's like, yes, you did. They're basically just fighting over it. And she's like, you should never leave a woman like that. You're supposed to move mountains to get there for her. And then he seems a bit pissy about this. I don't know. And then he kind of says, it was your decision. And she's like, it was my decision. Like, are you really telling me that it was me? So is it like, did he push for her to get it as well? Or did he not want her to get it? Because he seems a bit pissy about it because he said, you said you wanted to do it because of your AFL career. And she's like, what? I don't have an AFL career. And he's like, well, yeah, exactly. He seems pissed at her.
Yeah.
That she's taken this into consideration in making a decision as to whether she wants to have another child or not. And it's like, cunt, you were like, you didn't give me enough notice to get off one day of work. Yeah. But you're like, now you're like flabbergasted that she is taking like her different like goals and careers into consideration when she gives up like her body and her life for like years.
Yeah.
And, but you can't even get a day off work to go help her. That really pissed me off because it was like, how dare that come into play in your head? Like,
yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why, if he did want her to keep the baby, then why didn't he make more of an effort to be a supportive partner? Like, you don't, like, surely, and you're, like, how you are in a relationship is an indicator of how you will be as a parent. And yeah. If, like, just from the snippets we've seen of how he's treated her, the way he's been sort of, like, petty and malicious, I wouldn't want to have a kid with that person.
Nah, fuck that. It's really, it's hard to know whether he wanted her to keep it or not. But he seemed like really offended at the thought that she is. And she says, no, I wasn't. Like, she probably just said, oh, I'd have to quit the football team or something. Like, she probably just like run off sentence of like, what if we went down this path? That's what I think probably happened. But like for him to just be so gobsmacked that would come into consideration, it really fucking pissed me off because it's not your body. Sorry, this feminist 101. Her body, her choice. But it's like, it's not your body and you're never going to be put in that situation where you're going to have to consider all these things. Like, if men could get pregnant, they would be fucking having abortions because they wouldn't want to miss their friends like Bucks night because they would want to drink during it. Yeah. Don't tell me that wouldn't happen. Like, fuck you. And anyway, it's just, and Alex was the bigger person throughout this entire thing. Like, watching it back a second time, like, she's just trying to, and she's, like, accepting criticism as well. Like, obviously, they fought a lot, and it seems they just, like, sort of kept fighting until they just stopped talking. And then probably eventually Richie just saw that she was with someone else on social media, like, just found out through the media that way. And so they were just sort of, they hadn't officially broken up, but they obviously weren't, like, being together anymore.
Yeah.
Which is, I understand, a bit of a pissy thing, but obviously, but you know what, if you do that to a girl, I don't care anymore. Like,
yeah,
that's, if she wants you to be there,
I would assume we'd be broken up.
Her,
yeah,
you go, and I don't care. You fucking, you tell your boss what's happening and you go, I'm sorry, I have to go. Like,
yeah, well, if somebody hadn't spoken to me, hadn't come to my abortion, our abortion, if somebody hadn't come to our abortion / my abortion and I was with them and then they didn't make an effort to talk to me after, I would assume we were broken up. I would be like, okay, they just do not care about me whatsoever at all.
Absolutely.
So we are broken up and I will move on to this hot lady over here.
Yeah, and also there's, like, he says, like, there were 5 times you were supposed to come to Perth and you cancelled, like, the day of. And she's like, I had family stuff. So I think there was even more on top of all that she was dealing with, as well as having a child. Remember, she is a single mother.
She's a mum.
With a child. Yeah. She has so much more going on than you. Richie, oh, I have a job. Yeah, we all have a job. Get over it. No, I'm off. I mean, I was never on the Richie train, to be honest. But I'm like, you're a little bit of a little shit, you know? Like, you... No, sorry. I'm off him.
He's a cunt.
Even more so. That's... I don't care. You have no excuse for not being there for her during that. And it's like, it's not necessarily the most traumatic thing. I've never had one, so it's not really my place to speak on it. But, like, I know that... for a lot of people, it's just a procedure. You go in, you get it done, and it's done, and it's fine. But for some people, it can be really hard. And so that's up to the woman how important it is to her, really.
And, I mean, no matter what, I feel like if you're in a relationship with somebody, you would still want them to come with you.
Yeah, you know? I mean, any medical procedure.
Yeah, it's like when Jono had his wisdom teeth out, I made sure I was at the hospital after.
Well, that's nice.
You know, it's the same thing. Not the same thing, but, you know, it's a day procedure. You're under anesthetic.
No, Danielle, I think it's the same thing.
I mean, he had multiple things removed from his body. He had four wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay, moving on. They basically come to peace with each other. And it's just... Oh, no. Sorry. Mark's streaming shit came up. I was like, oh, no, am I streaming this now? they basically come to a peace with it through Alex's doing, just by the way, through... not by Richie, but Alex being like, look, I don't want to fight with you. I just think, like, it's good. And she's like, yeah, I have closure now. But I'm like, what do you have closure? That he's a dick?
Yeah, probably. Honestly, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got... Oh, God, what else do we have? Vanessa Sunshine comes and meets all the guys. And then she says... this is basically her catchphrase at this point. Not thrilled. And then after Richie and Alex have had this full-on conversation about this very full-on thing, Rachel pulls Richie away to be like, why did you send me home? It's like, he had to send most women home. He didn't like you that much, Rachel.
Yeah.
Just, you can do better than Richie as well. I don't know. Rachel is so beautiful, and she comes across as, like, very... like just desperate for a guy here, but I guess maybe she's in her 30s and she's starting to panic about it, but she's just so beautiful, and she's like, I think she's like cool, like when she's not panicking about finding a husband, she's like, I think she's like funny and charming, and I don't know what she's so worried about, because I just think she's so beautiful.
I think that sometimes would make it harder, because I think
being that beautiful...
Well, yeah, I think because I think she'd probably have, like, a expectation of, like, how hot she wants her, like, husband to be and stuff. And then sometimes I feel like you'd end up with, like, just a horrible playboy businessman type thing, you know? Like an absolute cunt.
God, but most of the men on this show are awful. I don't understand, like, sometimes when my friends are like, like, you hear people be like, there are no good men, but then you watch a show like this and you're like, oh, there are no good men. I would not date a single man on this show. None of them.
No. Not even Patty? Like,
no. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should just follow my gut. Osha shows up. It's time for a rose ceremony. And this means that we have 7 guys and 9 women, which means 2 of the women have to go home, which immediately pissed me off, because I would send half these guys home and you wouldn't, like, you couldn't care less about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's fine. No one would miss them. But we're going to lose women that we want to be there just because they all have a personality.
Yep.
Like, it's just so shit. Next time, have too many guys, because they're just the same. They're all the same.
At this point, we've also got Connor has entered, I think. From
Oh right, okay, yeah, yeah. Another guy Connor from America, Connor. And Richie and Cass seem to be getting along.
Yep.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say Shannon likes Connor, because I thought we were getting to the rose ceremony, so I was just gonna tell them that.
Yes. Yes, Shannon and Connor are getting along. Connor is like, I've never met an Australian woman before. And Shaz is just sitting there, like, cackling after every sentence like she does. And I'm like, oh, does he think this is what Australian women are like?
Oh, my God, yes.
Rachel says she doesn't want... she doesn't want...
Nathan's rose.
Nathan's rose. She wants Richie's rose. You dumbass. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Anyway, she goes about it in a funny way.
Yeah, she shuts Nathan down in the most manipulative way, I thought.
Like, oh, it's so funny. She's like, how old are you? He's like 23. Oh, so when do you want to get married?
Yeah.
When do you want to have kids? And he's like, and I thought, I was like, she's a genius, because this is an easy way to scam men away. But he sees right through it, and I have to give Nathan credit here. He's like, you've only started doing this since Richie got here. Like, you clearly... you know, it's clearly about Richie. I don't know why you're trying to pretend it's something else. I'm over it. Walks away. I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Bill doesn't seem to care about any of this. He's like, I like Rachel. Okay. and then we have a bit of a cliffhanger. So we got Richie giving Cass a rose. Connor gives Shaz a rose. Alex male Alex gives Brooke a rose. Nathan, Nathan is like, well, fuck this. I'm not giving my rose to Rachel. And then he gives it to our beautiful Brittany. Yep. And I was like, thank Christ, because I was really worried she was going home. And then at this point, Kat was like, someone picked Brittany before me. That means I'm definitely going home. And then she storms off.
Yeah. And also we'd had Jimmy pick Lady Alex earlier as well.
Oh, did we? Yes. Okay. And then that's a bit of a cliffhanger, but then the next day we see. So Kat storms off, and then you've got Brittany. She's like, what happened? Is it because I got a rose? Because I'm shocked.
And goes, all the other girls went, shh.
Then she goes, I'm going to prick myself to make sure I'm alive with my rose. It's my new accessory.
She's the best.
She could. I would like hire her for my funeral so that no one got too depressed.
Yeah, I would. I would. I'm thinking about murdering you now so I get to come to your funeral.
Well, I mean, we can just invite her to a party or something. She did message the page.
Nope, you're dead.
We were going to get her on to do a podcast, but we never really figured out how, because she's in Brisbane.
Yeah.
How to do it. Oh, she's in Queensland. Is she
Gold
Brisbane?
Coast,
I feel like she's Gold Coast. Yeah, she's definitely got to be Gold Coast. Yeah, we never actually figured out how, but I think she liked how much we liked her.
Gosh, she's the best.
And she still is. What an angel. We don't deserve her. We also don't deserve Vanessa Sunshine, who does not get a rose. She barely made it in there, man. She just needs her own show or something, because like she's not the type for dating shows, because she's either going to like someone or not. She's not going to play around and like
pretend,
you know, entertain these young boys who are dumb.
She's got her own shit to do.
Yeah. Alicia cracks it that Kat has left. So Kat stormed off, but she wasn't getting a rose anyway, so whatever. But Alicia is just sort of like, to Nathan, he's like, why didn't you pick Kat? Like, she's clearly in the moment. She's pissed that her friend left. And then Patty is, like, telling Alicia that she needs to calm down and chill out. Alicia does apologize to Nathan, but Patty seems to think this is the worst thing that anyone could ever do, is to, like, just crack it at his friend for a little bit. And it really wasn't that much.
No.
Like, the way he talks about it is, like, she, like, cracked the shits and was like screaming and like, but she really was just like, why didn't you just pick Kat? Like, oh,
because everybody, I would rather have Brittany around, she's way funner.
Her logic is like, why would you pick, like, are you really interested in Brittany? Because like, why are you keeping her around over Kat, who like I would want to keep anyway? Whatever, she apologized to Nathan, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But you can tell Patty is just like, yes, I have a reason to fuck things up. Or did we even talk about Patty and Alicia hooking up?
No, we didn't. But they smooched and they straddled each other the night before.
Yeah. Which is like, Alicia, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But then it seems like Patty is just looking for an excuse to drop her, basically.
Yeah.
Because this is not the big deal that he is making it out to be. It's insane. We see Alex, female Alex and Jimmy are getting along. And then Osha pops back in his little beautiful Hawaiian shirt. Beautiful Osh. And he says that there were two people who a lot of people were keen on going in. Bill and Brooke. Like, Bill, are you serious?
I don't understand. Brooke made sense. Bill looks smarmy. He looks sly. I don't trust him. I don't understand how anybody could want to meet him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, out of all the guys that you would have to, like, you have to name some men.
Yeah.
Like, who else are you going to name?
I don't know. I guess anyway. I would have picked, maybe I'd say Jules.
Jules, maybe. Yeah, I like Jules.
He seems like a nicer man.
You know, Jules is only 24.
What? He looks older.
Yeah, and Davey. So we get two intruders this time. We'll talk about it a bit later, but we get Davey as well. He's 29. Davey, 29. Jules, 24. I swear they seem the other way around. It's so weird.
Maybe they messed up. Putting ages on the TV.
They didn't.
You never know.
No, because they say their ages. It's crazy to me.
God damn it.
Yeah. Anyway, Bill and Brooke both get to pick someone out of the people that named them going in. For Bill, that's a bunch of women that aren't Rachel, because Rachel sort of claimed him at this point. But Bill chooses Alex Nation.
Yeah.
And Brooke, out of all the guys there that named her, she picks Nathan. Because she seems surprised that he said her name because they hadn't chatted and she thought he had no interest in her.
Yeah.
Then cut back to, for some reason...
Rachel is extremely angry at Bill.
Meanwhile, Brittany's just doing walking laps around the pool. And everyone's just watching her, like, power walking around the pool and then eventually jump in while it's raining. And everyone's just like, okay!
I love her.
And then Osha tweeted, like, something about, like...
Do these...
Her,
the
like,
mic.
Checking if the mic packs were waterproof, but no, actually, she just jumps in. Bill, Brooke, Alex, and Nathan are on this date. Obviously, Brooke and Alex also have a bit of chemistry there. So, I just love how much it fucks up all of the, like... The way it's supposed to work when two women are attracted to each other. I love it so much. And they have this thing, they're on this date with this big inflatable thing and you jump on one side and then the person like jumps
launches off the other.
We see Patty fighting with Alicia and just basically being like, you can't, like, that was so disrespectful, I can't believe it. And Alicia's like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with you. I apologize to him. Like, yeah, I cracked it, but it's fine. And he's like, that was a side of you I didn't want to see. Like, I can't remember exactly what he says, but it's just so dramatic. And she's like, you're a psycho. What are you talking about? And then they're, like, fighting. Alicia's crying. And then she's like, yeah, all right, bye. Like, he's like, I don't think we should spend time together anymore. And she's like, gladly.
Yeah, I don't understand. I also think that, is it just me or is Patty's accent fake? Because...
I think he's just been living in Australia for long enough that it's just, like... Sometimes.
It's strange.
It's awful. I'll say that much. But yeah, it's just like, it's so transparent what he's doing. He's like just trying to find an excuse to not hang out with her anymore.
Yeah.
I guess he's just trying to like conquest all the women, which is such a stupid move when you've just had the rose ceremony and you know that it's women who are going to be handing out roses next. Like, yeah. At least wait until after that, you idiot.
Yeah, wait till they're back on you.
I guess they're just, like, all panicking because, like, people are finding connections, so you got to get in early and quick before everyone's taken. Anyway, thank God Alicia is free from Patty's grip and she now understands how much of a fuckhead he is. I don't know why it took this for it to happen.
We all knew that before he even opened his mouth.
Yeah, it's amazing. Jimmy, at this point... Jimmy, the one guy who I was like, I actually probably would go there. He had to go and cancel himself for some reason. He could have just kept his fucking mouth shut. But no, he says, obviously I'm interested in Alex, but and I know that Alex is interested in Brooke, but I'm actually happy for them to go and spend time together because I'm attracted to Brooke as well and I'm hoping the three of us... I can't remember his exact words, but he seems to think that because women are bisexual, that means they're just going to have a fucking threesome with you.
Yeah, that's not how that works, Jimmy.
Oh, fucking hell.
And like, also, just stop sexualizing everything, please.
Stop sexualizing, like, women on women. You won't be there. They're not going to invite you.
No.
Like, you should feel threatened. But instead, he's just like, yeah, two women getting it on. And then, of course, I'll be invited.
They still need a dick.
Jimmy is the last person on that island that I would invite to a threesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Anyway.
I don't think he'd ever actually go there. He's too timid.
Oh, he'd need, like, a formal invite. There's no way he'd initiate anything like that. But I'm so astounded that that's what he thinks happens when women like women. Oh, you idiot. Why would you do that? Why would you ruin it? Anyway, Jimmy's cancelled. Then we get Davey in. Davey is 29. He was in the last season of Bachelor in Paradise as well. I can't even remember what season he's from, an earlier one. But he, I don't mind Davey. I don't mind him. I can't remember. I feel like he pissed me off a bit last season, but I can't remember why, and I can't be bothered finding out. Because there's not enough men that I like on here, and I actually do like Davey. I think he's a little bit of a baby, even though he's 29 somehow. Like, he does not seem 29 to me. But I think he's all right. What do you think?
I really haven't seen him enough yet, because remember, I don't have all the backstory that you have. I've not watched other seasons.
Yeah, I guess what I mean is he hasn't said anything outwardly horrible.
Yeah, no, not yet. But he gives me the vibe of somebody who parties a lot. Like, he looks like he'd be at a nightclub every single weekend. So that automatically makes me hesitant, but I don't want to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. But I feel like he wouldn't grab your ass in that club.
Okay, that's nice then.
That's the difference. He's basically an angel is what I'm saying. Nathan and Brooke, so the people who were on the little group date sort of split off, and Nathan and Brooke actually end up getting along. And
yeah,
so
I think Brooke they're quite cute together.
I don't know. Like, Nathan's nice, but Brooke is just, Brooke deserves someone perfect, I think.
Yeah. Nathan like, also. Yeah,
I think he's just a bit young and immature.
Yeah.
Nathan. But maybe I'm being mean because maybe he's not that immature. Because he keeps saying he's mature and then I roll my eyes, but he actually has been quite mature.
Yeah, he didn't really bat an eyelid when the lady talked about getting married and having kids. He was just like, you're just doing that to freak me out.
Yeah.
The only thing immature about him, though, is that he hates olives. Brooke put an olive in his mouth. What the fuck is wrong with you? Olives are the best.
Nah. Too much.
Oh my god!
You can't judge someone of not liking olives. You're cancelled. That is a strong flavor.
You're cancelled, Naomi. I've cancelled you. The podcast is me from here on out.
Finally, I've been waiting to get cancelled, so I just have free reign. You know, once you're cancelled, you can say whatever you want. So they're actually getting along, which is whatever. So now Brooke has an interest in Alex, and Nathan.
Yep.
Which is
a lot.
Poor little Brooke.
Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff going on.
We see a nice little montage of Patty going, Patty telling everyone what happened with Alicia.
Yeah. And everybody's over it. They're just like, shut the fuck up, Patty.
Yeah, he's like, she's so hot-headed. You were together a day. I've been so respectful. You know, we've broken it off. I was so respectful. And she really went crazy. It was like this switch just flipped. And it's just a side of her I've never seen. And then Rachel says, do you know what? I'm sorry, but you have to let this go. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up. Davey, we see all the girls reacting to Davey coming in. I think they're a bit, you know, yeah, they're like considering it. Brittany says, I'm probably taller than him, but we're all the same height lying down.
And then Rachel laughs harder than anybody's ever laughed in their entire life.
Because Rachel is sane and she knows what a gift Brittany is.
Yes.
So thank Christ for that. And then we have Alicia talking to Davey. They're seeming to get along a little bit. And she's talking about what happened with Patty. And then he's like, so are you happy to see me here? And she's like, oh, look, no offense, because you're like really good looking, but anybody could have walked through that door and they would have been a better option. And then we have Jules showing up.
Yes.
Beautiful Jules.
Love Jules.
From Sophie. Oh, from Ali's season.
Yeah, from Ali's season.
And he is, you might remember him from having so many facial expressions. He seems, you know what I like about Jules? He has a personality.
Yes, he does have a personality.
He seems to be like, I think he's a genuinely funny person. I did not realize he's only 24. I can't believe he's younger than me. I thought he was 30.
Nope.
But he's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's a nice man. I think he's nice.
Please.
He seems respectful of women.
Please don't do anything shit. Please don't do anything shit, Jules.
I think he'll be okay.
Hopefully. So then we cut to Bill and Alex on their little date, Alex Nation, being the female Alex. They seem to be getting along too. We got Shannon and Connor have their first kiss. Who cares? Bill and Alex kiss. Now, and then everyone gets back from their little dates. Alex G and Brooke have a chat about how Brooke likes Nathan. So she's like, I'm just wanted you to know that I did have a connection with him.
Yeah.
So she's very upfront about it. She's a bit cold at this point, and Alex G gives her his hoodie, his like little sweatshirt. So she's wearing that, and she's trying to go back to her. She's trying to go back to her room to get changed or, you know, warm up and go to bed. And then Patty stops her and he's just like, I can't get you out of my head. And she's like, what the fuck, man? I don't need this. And he's like, yep, it's just been you from day one. You're all I've been thinking about, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm so cold. I just want to go. But no, he keeps pushing her. We also see Davey gets a date card and yep. takes Alicia on a date. And Alicia has also been getting along with Jules. So Alicia, good for her, is thriving after this dramatic breakup with her Patty long-term partner, them. Patty.
I bet Patty's so angry.
Yeah, so now Patty's really starting to panic. I think that's why he was like to Brooke, like, hey, but she was just sort of like, I have to go because I'm cold and I'm literally wearing another guy's sweatshirt right now. And yeah. I'm interested in three people and I do not need another one. So anyway, Davey gets a date and takes Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
And Jules' response is, Alicia's the only person I'm interested in the moment. But it's good, you know, two people forging a connection. It's what we're here to do. I was like, oh, Jules, bless your little cotton socks. You're a little cutie.
He is Jules. Very sweet.
Jimmy's
Alicia cancelled, Davey. Jules is in.
Yep. Jimmy's out, Jules is in, he's beautiful, he shaved his mustache off, which I think was a mistake.
Yeah, I kind of, I like the mustache. Yeah.
But he's still cute. Alicia and Davey go on this date where this guy is painting them and painting their love journey or something. And they basically have to just like sit there and stare at each other into each other's eyes real up close for ages. And after a while, Alicia's like, I just don't like Davey in this way. I think I like Jules, so I'm just going to tell Davey. And she goes, I just feel like this is platonic. And he says, what's platonic mean? Which is, like, so brutal to have to explain that in other words.
Oh, yeah. I just don't understand how you don't know what platonic means. Like,
that's why I feel like he's a baby. What kind of 29-year-old doesn't know what the word platonic means?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's crazy. He just has baby eyes. I just want to, like, put him in a little crib, like, a little crib, just, like, give him a little pat on the head. I'm like, oh, one day.
I mean, if that's his fetish, then... he'll like that, but
no, not in a fuck way, Danielle.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want. What an upsetting kink. Not that we're here to kink shame. Anyway, the painting shows them kissing, and she's basically like, "That's not gonna happen." But sorry. Anyway, whatever. And then right before, this is the last of the last episode. Isn't this so much less stressful than what we've been doing recently? It's just a bit of goss. Patty re-confronts Brooke again.
Yep.
And is basically like, I was keen on you from the get-go and you weren't keen, you were keen on me and then you weren't. And Brooke's like, look, I said I was keen to get you to know you and then... After a day, there were some red flags, and it's just not what I'm interested in. She said, that changed when I saw something I didn't like. And he's, like, basically accusing her of having mental health issues.
Yeah, you need to sort out your head, Brooke.
Yeah, you need to sort out your head. You know, you tell people you can on them, you tell them you're not. Do you have a connection with Alex? If you do, then why are you, like, leading other people on? And she's like, I'm not leading you on. Like, you keep coming up to me. I'm trying to tell you. And he's just basically, like, cracks it at her. And he's like, oh, you know, and she's just like, leave me alone. She's like, just get away from me, Patty.
Off, Patty.
It's like, this isn't working. Like, he's trying to make it seem like he was, you know, getting rid of Alicia to make way for the true love of his life, Brooke, who he said he liked because of her telling her story on TV. What does that even mean? Like, he just thought it was so brave of her to talk about her past on TV. don't pretend that you're in it for, like, personality. I'm sorry. I just can't believe that. And I don't believe it with you, Patty.
Yeah, Patty. Especially not you, Patty.
Not you, Patty. So, yeah, he's basically trying to spin it that Brooke has been leading him on. But precisely no one believes this because, yeah, he's like, you're making me look like a Muppet. It's like, she's not making you look like a
Muppet.
No,
you already look like a Muppet.
You look insane. See, the difference between this and Married at First Sight is there's no, like, psychologist sitting there telling Brooke, just give him a chance and stop being a little bitch. She can just be like, fuck off. And then
leave
if anything,
alone.
If Osher was there, then he would tell Patty to fuck off too, which is my favorite part. Because at the time that this was airing, Osher was just like tweeting about consent and being like, if someone says no, that's where it should end. And you should say, okay, thank you for your time. Goodbye. And it just reminded me of when the boys started, like, scuffling in Ally's season and you just hear Osher running over going, cut that out! And I just feel like we're safe with Osher. He's such a good person.
Yeah,
and it's all going to be fine. Anyway, that's the first... So we have 3 episodes a week of this, but yep. It is, at least at this point, decidedly less upsetting. Even though we had a conversation about, like, being abandoned during an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
We're
happier.
It's fine. It's fine. And that's because this show, I feel like, isn't nearly as nasty or manipulative of the people in it, you know?
No. It's a nicer one. Nicer time.
To that, I say credit to Channel 10 and fuck you, Channel 9. Happy to see the back end of you.
Until
goodbye.
Next year.
No, well, fuck you. I'm never watching that again. Anyway, how are you enjoying Bachelor in Paradise so far, Danielle?
I think this is my favorite out of all the Bachelors because I like having more girls and boys. I hate it when they're all fighting over one person.
Especially when that person isn't that good.
Yeah.
They're never that good.
They're so boring. I'm sorry, I don't want to. Like, I want to watch, like, yeah, I want to watch Brittany try and flirt with a guy and I want to watch a different, like, I like having more people have more screen time.
From what I remember, it does tend to get more boring because, like, people start to couple up. When they actually turn into a couple, and you can see it happening with Shannon and Connor already, the ones who don't sort of fuck around with a bunch of people, like, once they're hooking up, it doesn't matter. Like, there's nothing to...
Yeah.
Like, unless we had two funny people in the last Bachelor in Paradise who were, like, funny to watch even while they were sort of falling in love, even though that ended really badly afterwards. Like, he proposed to her, but then they both claimed that they broke up, and then they both claimed that the other one was, like, abusive afterwards. Anyway, that was very upsetting. But they were nice to watch, but that would be someone like Jules and, like, if Jules and Brittany got together, which everyone on Twitter is, like, screaming for that to happen as well.
Yeah, I would love it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no,
but
I don't think...
I do hope that Brittany finds someone.
Yeah, I don't think Jules... I think Jules is too, like... I think he's too calm for Brittany. I think... Although maybe that'd even hurt, but I don't think he... I think he would want somebody a bit more calm.
Yeah, I think, or just someone a bit more, I don't want to say switched on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she said she doesn't want an intellectual.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not each other's type.
No.
But it would be fun to watch.
Yes.
I just like to watch them have a conversation, actually. I think that would be enough for me. Okay, we have some more reviews.
Yep, cool. Are these the American ones you found yesterday?
No, these are more.
Oh, okay. Oh, more. Since, well, okay.
Well, because I didn't actually look up. So, Lil Goblin Amy.
Okay.
Has done a five-star review. A rollicking good time. A great podcast. It's got everything. Two funny women, reality television, regular mental breakdowns, frequent diagnosing of sociopathy, dead pig photos upon request.
Yes.
I could listen to them talk about nothing all goddamn day. Tune in for clues to which Big Brother contestant Naomi made out with. My money's on hot dogs. Oh, that's very funny, Amy. Hot dogs. I wonder how old do you reckon I was when hot dogs was on Big Brother? I'm going to say 10 for sure.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was him.
Can I tell you, my mum once had a my mum had this dream once, because I was really little when Hot Dogs was on TV too. And mum said, I woke up one morning and my mum was in, like, she was just sitting at the table, like, hunched over, and she was like, she looked so, like, pale, like something was wrong. And I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, I had a terrible nightmare last night. And I was like, what was the nightmare? And she said that in her nightmare, she woke up and she walked up the hallway to go check on the twins, my sisters. And when she got there, they weren't in their room. And so she walked out, and then she looked in the study, and then she found Hot Dogs in the study holding one of my sisters, and he had a gun in his hand as well.
That is horrifying. Was she asleep in front of the TV? Because remember, he used to have that late night show. So, okay, so for people, there was a guy on
Big Brother.
Imagine
if my mum watched the late night Hot Dog show.
It was one of those shows where you, like, call up and try and answer a question in, like, the middle of the night to win cash. And it was hosted by Hot Dogs. Why else are you dreaming about Hot Dogs?
I don't know. I think it was around the time he was on Big Brother. So it was when...
I wish I'd made out with Hot Dogs. That is so funny. Okay, catching a cheeky listen. This is Miles Collier. Love the pod. Danielle and Naomi are the best duo. I hijacked my 12th wedding anniversary weekend to binge watch The Bachelor AU with my wife in our hotel.
Oh my god.
We enjoyed watching the show for the first time. It actually made us appreciate our own healthy love for each other.
It'll do that.
Each day at the pool or at night after she fell asleep, I snuck in cheeky listens of the pod in order to catch up with Danielle's and Naomi's hilarious takes on the show. My wife now refers to them as my new little friends. That's Miles from Toronto. Thank you so much, Miles. We're so happy to be your little friends. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, we have such beautiful listeners.
We do.
Oh, that's so nice. I can't believe you watch The Bachelor, The Australian Bachelor, on your 12th wedding anniversary in Canada.
Yeah, that...
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that is ridiculous.
But, you know, I guess the Honey Badger would come with a lot of novelty for, like, the... That's, like, peak Australian reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Despite him just saying all those, like, dead dingoes, donga, all that bullshit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm going to find
I hope there's more roasting of him, to be honest. I would love that. Just keep bringing him up. Keep talking about how none of the women like him. I love
none
that.
None of them do. I'm going to quickly find us a song. I should have done that earlier, but... Ooh,
yeah,
I think we're going to do that one. Yeah, we can do a jazzy one.
Yeah. All right.
So this week's song is called Poppers and Prosecco. And this is the, what do you call it, like the blurb. What's the difference between a dead frog in the road and a dead trombone player in the road? The frog was probably going to a gig. Huh? Get it? Well, it took me 8 years to get it. So let me explain. When you go out hunting frogs, that is called gigging. Gigging is bad for a frog. When you go out playing an instrument in a band for money, that is called gigging. Gigging is good for a trombone player, but man, you gotta be good. You pretty much need a bass player and a drummer. Not many people need a trombone player, so they typically don't get many gigs. Did I explain that right? Wait, let me start over. Okay, that's the description for this week's song.
It's one of his better ones, I think. That
yeah.
was very entertaining.
And educational. I found out that when you go hunting frogs, it's called gigging. I've never been gigging because I've never hunted frogs, but I've been toad hunting. So I don't know if that's called gigging as well.
Of course you've been toad hunting.
It's a regular North Queensland pastime.
Do you put them in the freezer or no, you just whack them?
Yeah, we just whack them. I haven't done.
I mean, let's not pretend this is entirely environmental, and there isn't some joy that you're getting out of beating this animal to death.
I have not done it. I have not done it since I was like a teenager. Yeah, we like everybody would just go out toad hunting with the everybody's got like what do you call it like
a
headlight And then, no, not a baseball bat. We use hockey sticks because my family's a hockey family. And then my granddad, he's got a special concoction, though. He doesn't use a hockey stick or anything like that. He's just got, like, this poison concoction that he's made that's in a spray bottle. And he shines them in the eyes with a torch so that they don't move. And then he sprays them with the spray and then they die.
Quickly or slowly?
It sort of, like, paralyzes them, I guess. And then I guess they die quickly. I don't know. He puts them in a bucket and collects them all so that the dogs can't eat them.
Jesus Christ. I, when I was growing up, we just, did, like, some colouring in.
Oh, I did that too. I'm multi-talented.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, there we go. That's the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like we're in paradise. I love it. I feel like I'm in Fiji with them. I'm having a great time partying with my dear friend Brittany.
Yes.
I'm into it. Danielle, you have 1 week of comedy festival left.
Yes.
Are you excited?
After tonight, I have 6 shows left.
Mm-hmm. Is it going well?
Yeah, it's been going fun so far. I had a good time.
It's a great show. I saw it and it was very good.
Thank you.
I laughed a lot.
I'm glad that you laughed a lot.
I think I might be paranoid because I laughed and then I saw someone turn around and look at me and then, like, look at her friend. And I was like, oh, do they listen to the podcast? Or are they just like, fuck, that girl's annoying.
I That's so funny that your first reaction was, oh, do they listen to the podcast? That's so funny.
Well, that's, you just messaged me that day and you were like, oh, podcast fans are coming and it's very nice. So,
yes.
So, honestly, the only reason I came was to maybe get noticed. But alas, no one approached me.
No, sometimes people get weird about, like, somebody with a loud laugh or something. And then I don't understand why people in the audience get weird. Because I'm like, it's a comedy show. I want them to laugh.
Yeah, people do. Like, I've seen people turn around because I have quite a loud laugh when I go to comedy shows. Because, like, I've been on stage and I know it's nice when people laugh. But people will turn around and be like, you're making too much noise. And it's like... No, I'm doing the thing.
You're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like our friend, have we talked about him before? Lewis Dow.
Oh, love Lewis Dow. Coming to us.
Whenever you add a gig and you see that Lewis Dow is there, you're like, thank Christ, I know I'm going to be okay. Because even if he's heard your material 20 times, he'll still do that same laugh every time. And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's I could pick him out
so
of like, pitched. If you had like 700 people in a room, I'd still be able to pick Lewis Dow's laugh out.
Absolutely. So shout out to Lewis Dow. And if you go to a comedy gig, laugh as loud as you want. Because the more you laugh, it doesn't even matter. Well, actually, sometimes you hear a real fucking weird laugh and it's like detracting. But it's like, it has to be pretty bad.
Yeah. But also, I think that it doesn't matter. You've just got to get used to it. You can't spend the whole show worried about that one laugh. Just get around it. And it's funny. Those laughs are funny. It's funny
it's
if somebody's
true.
Got a terrible
is
laugh.
Contagious.
I love it.
That's the takeaway from this podcast, guys. Just laugh and just have a good time and just, you know, embrace life. That's what I'm taking away from this.
And that's, you've taken away the correct thing.
You can just feel the joy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that wraps up the pod for this week. Okay.
I'm losing my mind. yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Talk to us on Twitter, Instagram. Welcome back if you are one of the people who said there's no fucking way I'm listening to maths, but I'm excited for Bachelor in Paradise. Welcome back to the podcast. What a great time to jump back in. We're having fun. We're having a great time. We've got all these hot people hooking up. Oh, it's bliss.
Okay.
And leave us a review if you want. I'm not going to keep yelling at people because they keep leaving it in the description saying that they're just leaving it because I'm mad at them. But don't make me mad. Oh, no, I've done it again. Leave us a review on iTunes. It helps people find the podcast, which means that maybe eventually we will make some money out of this instead of just the money that we've spent.
Yeah.
That might be nice for us. Danielle, I'm just diatribing.
Yeah, okay, we're going to go. All right, everybody, we've had a great time today, haven't we? Okay, that is it. All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.